I invite Bruce to offer our prayer for illumination.
Let us pray. Holy God, humble us and open us to your life-giving word. As we hear your word read and proclaimed today, may our hearts and minds be open to the Spirit's moving and Jesus' teaching. Amen.
Amen. Friends, the prophet Jeremiah describes his calling to be a prophet in a way that's very similar to other call stories in what we sometimes call the Old Testament or the First Testament. God calls Jeremiah. Jeremiah resists with claims of inadequacy. God promises to equip Jeremiah. And then God tells Jeremiah what he is to prophesy. So let us now listen for God's word to us through Jeremiah in chapter 1, verses 4 through 10, as Joel reads. You ready, Joel?
I'm ready. So now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am only a boy, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So continuing on to the young at heart message. I don't see any. Hello, children of God. Pop quiz for you all today. That means, you know, asking a few questions, so I hope you are prepared. What do you see yourself as in 15 years? What will you be doing? Where will you be living? Tricky question, isn't it? You might have a few ideas. Maybe you have thought of it. But there isn't an exact way of knowing for sure, is there? Here's another one. Can you show me, perhaps you have a banana right now, or perhaps something present near you? Maybe you have your phone. One thing that we can know for sure is the present. So that's what we'll be discussing right now. It was much easier to do things when you're given help, isn't it? If we give you what you need to answer the question or to complete the task, it becomes so much easier. Did you know that God does this for us in our lives? We hear a lot about the great reminders in the Bible. For an instance, in the Old Testament, God spoke through special people called prophets. Prophets were called by God to deliver messages and to help people, guide them with a little bit of a hint. One of these prophets was named Jeremiah. God called Jeremiah at a young age, and he was pretty nervous about this immense task that he was given by God. Jeremiah told God that he wasn't sure what to say or how to do what God sent him out to do, but God reassured him. God told Jeremiah that he had planned out his entire life before he was even born and had a special plan for him. God would be the one telling Jeremiah what to say, making all of his life events happen. Excuse me. God promised to be with him and give him the right words to say. And you know what? God does the same for us, old, young, big, small. We don't quite know what the future holds for us, but we can be sure that God has a plan for our lives. We might not think that we are special, and we don't always know how to do things or how things will go, but God equips us. He will guide us, and he promises to always be with us. God gives us the ability to do all things. He knows our past, our present, and our future. He gives us words to say and a way to say them. What a wonderful promise, isn't that? So let's pray and thank God for calling us and helping us do all things. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for helping us to do all things. You give us words to say. Please help us to trust in you and look to you for strength. Thank you for your love. We love you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Joel. And I don't know if you noticed, Otto snuck in too. It's good. Let's see. And now we come to our second reading. Last week in the gospel, we heard of Jesus opening his ministry in his hometown. Now, today's reading continues with that scene in the synagogue as Jesus compares his own ministry to acts of ministry that the prophets Elijah and Elisha performed. And after we hear the reception that Jesus received. So let's listen again for God's word as Bruce reads to us from Luke chapter 4, verses 21 to 30.
Then Jesus began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" He said to them, "Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, 'Doctor, cure yourself.' And you will say, 'Do here also in your hometown the things that we have heard you did at Capernaum.' And he said, 'Truly I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. But the truth is, there were many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, and there was a severe famine over all the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of them except to a widow at Zarephath in Sidon. There were also many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian." When they heard this, all in the synagogue were filled with rage. They got up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they might hurl him off the cliff. But he passed through the midst of them and went on his way. The way of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Amen.